You're listening to Vatican Radio.
French drug company Sanofi said on Wednesday it had struck a research deal with the US Army to speed up the development of a vaccine against the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Sanofi is the only major drug company working on a vaccine against Zika, which has been linked to birth defects and neurological disorders. Katie Asko spoke with John Heinrichs, Associate Vice President at Sanofi Pasteur, to find out more about the Zika virus and to get the latest details on the development of this important new vaccine.
The Zika virus is a member of the family referred to as flaviviruses, and it's an RNA virus that was identified in 1947 in Africa, and for many decades circulated throughout Africa, causing only very mild disease. But in the last several years, the virus spread out of Africa through Southeast Asia and the Asian islands in the Pacific, and then into South and Latin America, where it's been found to cause more severe disease. The most concerning diseases associated with Zika virus are effects on the fetus in pregnant women that have become infected, and they include both direct neural effects as well as microcephaly, which is a reduced head size in those infants, and the associated reductions in brain capacity and vitality in the infants, which often include spontaneous abortion in preterm babies. In addition, in both men and women, it has been associated with a paralytic disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome. The virus itself is spread by mosquitoes. It's spread by the genus of mosquitoes referred to as Aedes mosquitoes, which are the family that also spreads yellow fever and dengue. And it has also been found to be transmitted sexually between sexual partners, both heterosexually and homosexually. It's been found in a number of body fluids, including blood, semen, breast milk, and saliva. So there are concerns about it contaminating the blood supply and also being spread more broadly than the traditional routes. And it's been spreading throughout multiple regions. It now causes epidemic disease throughout much of Latin America and is spreading into the Caribbean, where it in particular causes disease in Puerto Rico, for example.
So the Zika virus has been around for many years. Why has it only recently become such a problem?
We really don't know is the short answer to that. We do know that as industrialization in regions of Africa have occurred, that people have come into contact more and more with the traditional host of the virus, which are a series of monkeys in that region. And as that proximity has increased, exposure to some of the mosquitoes that transmit the virus has increased as well. So there's been apparently a leap from the monkey population to the human population, as well as a transition into the mosquitoes that more commonly bite humans and are associated with infections in urban settings, such as Aedes aegypti.
And what are some preventative measures that people can take to prevent being infected with and spreading the Zika virus?
The most important things are preventing mosquito-borne transmission. So that is wearing long-sleeve clothing, long pants, and using insect repellent.
And as for finding a cure to the Zika virus, what progress has been made so far in finding a vaccine?
Of course, a number of the academic labs and pharmaceutical and biotech companies have been working very actively on this. We believe that the first vaccines, including vaccines that we're involved with, will enter into clinical studies towards the later part of this year. That includes the vaccine that we recently announced a partnership with the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research on, which is in that inactivated Zika virus vaccine. And I should state that the initial studies on these vaccines will be limited to small numbers of individuals to establish the safety of the vaccine approaches, as well as their ability to induce immunological responses that are predictive of protection. It will be an iterative process as we bring these vaccines forward into larger populations, including populations in regions of the world in which the virus is endemic, before we actually begin to collect data on whether the vaccines actually work in humans.
And how soon do you think we can hope for human trials for the vaccine?
The first trials, including a trial of our vaccine, which we have partnered with Walter Reed, will initiate towards the end of this year. And we expect to see some early results from those trials very early in 2017. But as I also alluded to, it will be some time before we have a vaccine that's demonstrated efficacy and is actually rolled out and available to the population that needs it in these regions.
So what can we hope will result from the recent partnership of Sanofi Pasteur with the U.S. Army?
We entered into this partnership because we believe that their vaccine is a very rapid approach to developing a vaccine. So it's a proven technology. They've utilized this technology for developing vaccines in the past for other flaviviruses, such as Japanese encephalitis. And it's a traditional technology in which the virus is grown up in culture and then inactivated chemically, purified, and used as the basis of the vaccine. We bring into that collaboration the ability to manufacture the vaccine at scale and a lot of expertise in developing vaccines and formulation and delivery of those vaccines. So because of that partnership, we're very able to quickly respond and to bring that vaccine into larger clinical studies. I'd also would like to mention that because we have licensed recently a dengue vaccine in the same regions of the world where Zika is causing epidemics currently, that we have the connections, the clinical experience, access to the ministries of health in countries such as Brazil, and really a network of clinical study sites that can be utilized very quickly and efficiently to study this vaccine in that population that's really undergoing the epidemic right now.
So we've seen already several athletes pull out of the 2016 Olympics in Rio because of the threat of the Zika virus. How badly do you think the Zika virus will affect the Olympics?
You know, clearly it's a concern in Brazil, and everybody has to make that decision based upon their own status in life and how they perceive the risk. How it will impact the Olympics is really beyond my expertise.
With the increasing fear of antibiotic resistance, is viral resistance to vaccines something to be concerned about?
Well, I think they're two different topics, but, you know, as we look at Zika and its ability to escape the vaccine-induced immune response, I think we have some things going for us here. You know, the virus has been circulated, as I said, since 1947 at least. Currently, there only appears to be a single serotype of Zika virus. That means that a vaccine developed for Zika should be able to neutralize or protect against all of the strains that are circulating. So unlike certain viruses such as HIV, that indicates that the ability of the virus to mutate and escape the immunological pressure induced by a vaccine may be limited for Zika. So it might make it much more feasible to develop a vaccine and for that vaccine to continue to work and to work throughout the world on all of the circulating Zika strains. So I'm very optimistic that a vaccine developed for Zika will be highly effective and will be able to protect throughout the world.
That was Katie Asko with John Heinrichs, Associate Vice President at Sanofi Pasteur, speaking about the Zika virus and the development of its vaccine.